Buon pomeriggio e benvenuti a Give Him the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull, questo è CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Per la prossima ora vi presenterò un po' della mia musica preferita, italiana, etnica e altra. Abbiamo appena sentito il bravissimo, fantastico musicista di nome Filippo Gambetta. Lui suona l'organetto, che è uno strumento secondo me poco, poco conosciuto magari in Canada, però è uno strumento molto carino, molto bello. Lui è anche il figlio del grande chitarrista Beppe Gambetta. E oggi vi presenterò anche un po' due o tre brani anche della sua musica. E allora andiamo avanti con un po' di Beppe. Beppe Gambetta è di Genova, anche lui. È uscito 2 anni fa, magari un anno fa, un nuovo disco suo di nome Slade Stomp. E questo è il titolo, il brano che si chiama Slade Stomp. Dopodiché vi farò sentire anche un altro pezzo di Filippo Gambetta con suo padre che suona la chitarra. Thank you. That was a wonderful guitar playing of Beppe Gambetta, who is a fantastic guitarist from Genoa, northern Italy, who happens also to be the father of the also fantastic musician Filippo Gambetta, who plays the type of button accordion known in Italy as the organetto, and some people call it melodeon, amongst other things. And I was playing some of the father and son's music. We started off with Filippo from his album Pria Goeia, and played a nice duo of tunes, Percy's Revenge, a tune written by the wonderful English accordion player Julian Sutton, followed by Hotel Mueble, which was written by Filippo himself, and it also features the wonderful clarinet playing of Piero Ponzo. And the piece by Julian is for all those musicians who recognize themselves in others' music and can't help but try to make a little bit their own. And the middle section featured the guitar playing of Beppe Gambetta. He's an absolutely fantastic guitarist. And you could hear there, he's very versatile. He plays, he's actually well known as a finger picker, as a flat picker, but also is just as adept at playing those lovely classical stylings that you just heard on that track, which was a version of Ave Maria, traditional tune. And that was from Beppe's album, Slade Stomp. I also played the title track from Slade Stomp, and I'm going to play a little bit more guitar music today. I've got a full complement of Italian guitarists waiting to be introduced to you, among whom Beppe and Filippo, well, Filippo not the guitarist, but Beppe Gambetta, Franco Morone, Simone Guiducci, Luca Artioli and Antonio Forcione. So you are listening to Give 'Em the Boot. It's an hour of Italian music here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull, your host, every Tuesday from 1 till 2. And don't forget, if you are interested in listening to the show but you can't sit down between 1 and 2 on a Tuesday, you can go to the website www.citr.ca and click on podcasts, and then you can click on the name of the show or any show that you're interested in listening to, and up will come a selection of the last few weeks of shows, and you can listen to that or download it at your leisure. It's a wonderful service that CITR provides. And just a little bit of info I thought you might like to know about Franco Morone. He is a guitarist who's probably, you know, best known as a fingerstyle guitarist. Some regard him as the Italian poet of the acoustic guitar, and he has really beautiful arrangements of traditional tunes and a very traditional sounding original tunes as well. He is a wonderful teacher and musicologist, and plays all over the world, also gives workshops and plays at festivals and lots of stuff. If you want to check out his website, gives you more info on his CDs, francomorone.it. And he has a CD, the one that I have that I'll be playing from today is called Italian Fingerstyle Guitar, Popular Songs and Traditional Dances. And I'm going to start off with a track called Vola Vola, and it means fly, fly. And this is a Abruzzese tune from the 1920s, composed by G. Albanese, and it's probably the best known song of the Abruzzi, frequently included in the repertoire of the national choirs. And this is a lovely song, the lyrics describing a game of skill in which the boys were condemned, in between quotation marks, to hug and kiss their desired ladies. So this is Franco Morone, Vola Vola. Thank you.
February 20th, tune in all night long for the Homelessness Marathon on CITR.
Why do a nationwide homelessness marathon?
Because homeless people should have access to the media where they can freely speak out. Because it is the homeless who are best able to educate people on the issue of homelessness.
This 14-hour broadcast will begin at sunset on Wednesday, February 20th, and continue through sunrise the next day in front of the Native Friendship Center of Montreal.
This year, more than 30 stations are carrying the Homelessness Marathon. For more info, visit www.citr.ca.
To participate, dial 1-866-763-4136. Call toll-free.
They say you don't want people giving you too much?
No, well, you don't want to see, like, when you panhandle, people like you to come off with some clever kind of saying. And it's really unique, because every individual's got what's going to make them laugh, and you may not even understand why they're laughing.
And, we were listening just then to a wonderful classical guitarist, Luca Artioli. Before that, Franco Moroni from his album of Italian fingerstyle guitar, Vola Vola. And I want to play another track by Franco Moroni called Serenata, followed by a little flamenco-inspired number by Luca Artioli. And Luca Artioli is actually... I got this CD from a friend of mine... Rosalia, who lives in Brisbane, Australia, and she was an Italian teacher that I taught with for a number of years, and she knows Luca from the area of Italy that she grew up in, which is the round Brescia. He's actually from Salò. He is actually my age, born in 1972. And he did classical studies in Padova and has gone on to record and do a lot of concerts around. He has a great website called Luca Gallina, which is means Luca chicken, and it's got a cute little chicken on the website, lucagallina.com. He is playing everywhere. He's just been really busy with concerts. If you wanted to find out a little bit more about him and his style of guitar, then you can check out his website. And also Franco Moroni's website, which is francomorone.it. There's some wonderful Italian guitarists, both fingerstyle and other classical, and people like Beppe Gambetta who flat pick. So if you're interested in some of the music I'm playing today on Give Them the Boot, then please head to their artist websites. You can check out some more for yourself. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull, and here we go with some more music from Franco Moroni. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ecco un brano dal disco di Simone Guiducci e il Gramelot Ensemble. Simone è nato a Torino nel 62, però è mantovano di crescita, diciamo. È un chitarrista e compositore, anche forse più conosciuto nel mondo del jazz italiano degli anni 90, però si sente molto anche l'influenza della musica etnica, secondo me, nella sua musica con il Gramelot Ensemble. E questo è il nuovo disco del 2006 che si chiama Storie di Fiume, ed è un bellissimo disco che non è soltanto lui che suona chitarra, però c'è un sassofonista, c'è tastiera, c'è anche uno che suona il clarinetto basso. Ed loro hanno anche altri dischi, Dancing Roots del 2004, Coral e Cantador del 2000. E sono prodotto, l'ultimo è prodotto, tutti e quattro i CD del Simone Guiducci Gramelot Ensemble sono prodotti dal Felmay, quindi se volete andare al Felmay Records potete guardare anche altri tipi di musica. È una casa editrice molto interessante. Ok, questo è Give Him the Boot, e abbiamo più o meno un quarto d'ora prima della fine del programma. Io sono Linda Bull e questo è CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver sul campus dell'Università di British Columbia. E come al solito ogni martedì dall'una alle due io presento un'ora di musica italiana, soprattutto folk, però anche altre cose tipo jazz, e oggi vi sto presentando un po' di musica per la chitarra, quindi sono tutti chitarristi che suonano per voi oggi. Allora, per finire vorrei presentare altri due pezzi. Infatti i brani di Simone Guiducci sono sempre lunghissimi, come al solito per la musica jazz spesso. Quindi per finire vorrei farvi sentire un altro pezzettino di Beppe Gambetta, che è bellissimo, Nova Gelosia e Serenata, sono due pezzettini, e poi un ultimo brano di Simone Guiducci col Gramelot Ensemble dal disco Storie di Fiume, è il nome del pezzo che vorrei presentarvi, adesso non lo trovo, vabbè comunque vi farò sapere più tardi. Allora, quindi andiamo avanti con Beppe Gambetta.
Fenesta costa nova gelosia, tutta lucente centrelle d'ore, tu mi nascunne nella pelle mia, lasciami là se no mi muoio. Thank you.
That was a beautiful track from Simone Guiducci and the Gramalot Ensemble, Storia di Fiume. And I realize I've got time for another track. So I'm going to head back to Franco Morone territory, one of my favorite new discoveries in the Italian music genre. Fantastic fingerstyle guitarist. And a track written by him called Saltarella. And this is it for Give 'Em the Boot for another week. I'll be back next week from 1 till 2 here on CITR 101.9 FM. Stick around, though, because Katie's coming in for Arts Express in just a moment.